You're good.
Okay. So calling to order our May 2024 executive subcommittee meeting, which was rescheduled from last week, the 15th, to tonight, the 22nd. I think I'll go ahead and still read the virtual meeting opening script. I don't know. The thing is, Rachel's really in a hurry. She has another meeting at 6:30, so I don't want to take any extra time for reading the script. But if you would please take, yeah, go ahead, Andy.
If we're the only five people on this and they want and you want to just deem it waived, if there's no objection, I think you'll be
Okay.
fine. I mean, if,
All
especially
right.
with no public people in it. So
Could you note that in the minutes, please, Jennifer, that we are going to waive
but I'd ask for an
the
objection.
ritual.
Sure, Rachel and Jalen are
Are there
cool.
any objections to waiving it? Seeing no hands raised, it's unanimous that we're going to waive that tonight. So if you would please take attendance.
Okay, Shara Kifoy Flores.
Here.
Jalen Stieber.
Here.
And Rachel Kincaid.
Here.
Okay, floor is your chair.
Thank you. So in terms of agenda, I just want to hit some of these things. We have minutes to approve, so if anybody wants to make a motion, that would be helpful.
The minutes from April 18th, correct?
Yeah, that just got
Correct.
sent, correct?
Yes,
Yeah,
correct.
I looked over them while we were waiting, so I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
There is no registration to speak, just to let you know.
No public comment. Okay, great. Any disclosures or recusals? So update on the hiring of OIM positions. The program assistant too, unfortunately, Jennifer turned us down. So we are going to continue with the hiring process. We do have a couple other really positive prospects. Julie is working on scheduling those. So Rachel, as well as Carlotta, have offered to sit in on a second round of interviews. We'll only have three finalists that we'll be interviewing, so hopefully we'll know that will be scheduled next week. Oh boy, cancel. My computer's trying to update on me while I need to have the agenda open. So that's what's going on with that. Data analyst, the data analyst, we have two city volunteers who have been reading. There are, I believe, 13 applicants who qualified. I think we had started out with something crazy like over 300, close to 400 applicants for the data analyst position. But only, I believe, around a dozen actually qualified because wherever it was advertised, people didn't follow the instructions and submit the essays. So we have two people from the city who are reading those essays and scoring those essays. They have a rubric already set, so we are looking for at least one, if not two, PCOB members to read those and score those essays. And then we'll also be needing people for a hiring panel. So that's where we are with those two things. Agenda item number four, the status of our current process of new member nominations. That has been fairly stagnant, which is why I put on the agenda number nine, PCOB community partners. We need to have partners who are more responsive. There are certain community partners have been extremely on the ball and helpful when we've needed nominations. And then other community partners have not. So we need to look at that. So that's where we are. We have four seats. We have the NAACP, the YWCA, Freedom Inc., and then a city seat. So we have four seats that need to be filled. Does anybody have any questions, input?
Should Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Andy.
Thank you. Just wanted to update you with the update you already know, but the others might not. Attorney Haas did reach out to NAACP, just has not heard back yet. I know it might be part of what you're referencing. I just want to make sure you know that he understands that that's out there, and that's the status that he asked me to forward. So, yeah. All right, that's it. Sorry.
Nope, not at all. Thank you so much. And then any other comments or questions, agenda four? So moving on to number five, the list of attorneys. Andrew put together kind of a like an application. He has both an application form and that kind of that I think will be really helpful to for not only for the board, but I think also for the public in terms of, you know, the public having a reference list. So we do not have a draft of that attached to our agenda. So not going to have Attorney Schauer share that with the public tonight. But if you would please, Andrew, forward that to Jennifer so that Jennifer could forward that to the other members to take a look at.
Sure. I'm more than happy to do that. Yeah, okay. I'm happy to. I will send it to her right after this meeting.
Thank you. And so that was partially, I overlooked that we needed to have that draft attached, but also Attorney Schauer would like some more input before we share it with the full board or even with the public. So, so if either one of you, Rachel or Jalen, have input about the application, please send your input to both myself and Attorney Schauer.
And you know what? I think I can just, if you're talking about sending it to exec, I can save Jennifer the rigmarole and just send it to the executive, send it to the three of you.
That would be great. Thank you, Andrew.
Why don't I just do that, Jennifer? And is that all right? There you go. All right, we're good. And Jadira, whenever you want, next week, just reach out to me and tell me when you're coming, and I'll make sure I clear my calendar and we can sit down and talk about it. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, even if I have Friday after one open as well. So if we're not leaving town this week, so we're going to stay home. Staycation. But I'll get back to you about that. So that's where we're at with the list of attorneys. Agenda item six, the complaint process itself. There is embedded inside the complaint process application, there are the steps of the complaint process, kind of an outline. I think that we should have a complaint process subcommittee meeting, excuse me, to go over the conversations that have been had, also the complaint process application. Our original discussions, we had all thought it would be a good idea to somehow combine the PFC complaint and the MPD complaint. So that way, community members were not having to file three separate complaints. And I think that we thought, well, let's keep moving with our complaint process application so that we can get it up and rolling. But I kind of want to take a step back since we have not committed ourselves to this process yet to reconsider that and to really sit down with both MPD and PFC. And I really feel that because I'm constantly getting complaints from the public coming to me, how do I file a complaint? And I'm saying, oh, well, you can file a complaint with MPD and you can file a complaint with PFC. Oh, and eventually you can file a complaint with us. And so it feels overwhelming just to tell people that. And I don't know. I would much rather say, hey, guess what? You can go to the city website and you can check the box for MPD, PFC, PCOB, and it just be one complaint form. So go ahead, Andrew. That's just my wishful thinking. And I know this is what the community wants, and part of what we've been tasked with is to be the voice of the community. And so I really think we have to try a little harder to figure out how to make this happen. So go ahead,
Andrew. I'm more than happy to talk to you about that in a little more detail when we talk either Friday or next week. But to just bring up one slightly possibly complicating factor, the PFC has a complaint form that is part of its rules, and we're not going to be able to amend, we being the PCOB is not going to be able to amend the PFC's form without working with the PFC and possibly working on a rule change of the PFC. It would be nice to be able to have, you know, a one-stop shop for this. I completely agree. But depending on the type of complaint, there might be something where somebody just wants to raise something to MPD management, and it's maybe not as serious, but something where this officer did this and I just want to see if they get some training. That would be the type of complaint that would probably best go to PSNIA, that is to say, the professional standards, internal affairs of MPD. And they have an internal complaint process for that. Police and Fire Commission complaints are the ones that seek suspension and demotion or termination. Those are the only things that the PFC can do. And then the PCOB process is the process by which we can get to a person finding that their complaint has arguable merit, would qualify for funds for an attorney who could then bring the complaint to the PFC. So there's different types of complaints for different types of situations, and we're going to have to flesh that all out. And I think a series of conversations, you're right, at the complaint process subcommittee, it'd probably be best for that, on top of offline conversations with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think certainly maybe the PCOB adopting the PFC, you know, because Robert did use it as a model, but again, it makes a lot of extra work for community members that, sure, I feel, yeah, that would be nice to try to consolidate.
And we'll have to talk about how how possible that is.
Yep.
I'm
Well, and
hoping.
and I know that I'm trying to think. Someone from the mayor's office had contacted me. Someone from the mayor's office had contacted me about just this, you know, trying to make a more streamlined complaint process for the public. So it sounds like, you know, we have city people who are, you know, aware that these are difficult processes, and they want to step in and help us as well. So I just wanted to bring that up in terms of maybe stepping back in the complaint process and making a real concerted effort in trying to do that. So
I did have one quick question for you, Shadara. Where did this form come from?
Robert developed. So agenda
okay.
item number 7, the complaint process application, Robert developed that from
okay.
a combination of the PFC complaint process application, the MPD complaint. They have an online form. And I think maybe he looked at a couple other yes, he looked at a number of other PCOBs because I think, you know, one of the options is, you know, to have just a mediation, just to have a conversation as a, like you were saying, as a remedy.
There's a lot of really good stuff in here. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's a really good, so it almost feels like, hey, would the PFC be interested in adopting our application, or would MPD be interested in adopting our application, so that we can just have a one-stop shop for all civilians, for all, you know, complaints with MPD.
Those are
and
conversations
know,
that
yeah,
we definitely
so,
could have, but just it's not one that we can just decide, because we have to work
exactly.
with those other groups.
Exactly. So. So Robert did a great job, and that's why, you know, I would like to approach MPD and I would like to approach the PFC and say, hey, what do you guys think about this application? What do you think about adopting some of this, or PFC adding the things that they feel is necessary, or MPD adding whatever they feel is necessary, but so that there's only one.
Yeah.
Complaint form for the city, for the civilians of Madison. So
with the exec committee's permission, I would be able to actually talk to JP and just say, listen, on this agenda, this item, this form is here. Why don't you take a look at it? And we can start talking about, you know, feedback and that type of thing. And putting this on a future agenda. I'll at least put it on their radar that it's out there. They might not even know that this exists in this form.
Exactly.
So
I want everybody to know that it was really well done. Robert did a great job, and that I think that it's, you know, something that hopefully I'd like to see us all agree on one complaint application. So I know it's very much, I know it's very wishful thinking. It makes too much sense, but
Jennifer is better.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
The only things I was going to mention was your next complaint process subcommittee is June 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And this application actually had been presented once before. That's the only reason I found it in Legistar. So it had been out there in the world. We just wanted to refresh everyone's minds with it. So that's it. That's all I had.
And that's enough. Does anybody have any questions or comments about agenda item 6? So 6 and 7 are kind of one in the same. So I just wanted to make sure that we had the process itself, and the complaint application as different agenda items. Just, I would like to pass along to the board, you know, kind of what our recommendation is, you know, that we would like to see this application adopted by both MPD and PFC, or for us to work as community to make this as best as we can for the community. So, agenda number 8, our annual report. We had talked about doing that as an executive subcommittee. I don't think we're going to do it tonight because Rachel's got to go in 5 minutes. But I would like to put it on our next executive subcommittee meeting agenda so that we can hopefully take some time to really sit and look at the annual report, what Jennifer's already created. So there is an attachment of that draft that we had created. And I think we could recreate that very easily for our next annual report. We did a lot of agenda, would go through agendas, you know, see what had been worked on, and we could do the same thing. So, any questions or comments? All right. So now moving on to our community partners. Like Andrew had mentioned, we've been having a really hard time with communication. Urban Triage actually invited Maya to present to them about the PCOB so they would know more about the PCOB when making a nomination. So I'm not nearly as worried about getting a nomination from Urban Triage as it's been nearly impossible from Freedom Inc. We've had to like stay on them. And same thing with the NAACP. And so part of why I put this on the agenda is that we as a board can vote. We can choose new community partners. And so Jalen had mentioned a lot of youth community partners. And there was some concern brought up last year about having youth by a couple of the younger members, particularly Ananda, who was attending UW, and you know, she said this is a lot for a full-time student, also somebody who works. So Robert did a really good job. He created a document, like a letter, kind of like, hey, when people are signing up for, when you make nominations, please let the nominees be aware that this is what we're looking for. We're looking for a commitment of at least one full board meeting a month and one executive subcommittee a month. So we are looking for, you know, at least four, two meetings and potentially a community. You know, I'd really like to do more community engagement events. And so it would be great if we could get members to, you know, commit to at least one, if not two, community engagement events a year, not a month, just a year. But so that. Not having a real clear understanding of the expectations. So I feel like Robert had done a really good job outlining those expectations, but I don't know if he showed it to me in the document that he created, like in a screen share situation, because I can't find the letter. He had multiple letters that he was writing to our partners. And so hopefully when Robert returns, he'll upload those documents to like the city shared folder. So just anything like that, we're realizing too that we really need to make sure that our IM, the documents that the IM is creating, are accessible to the board. In the absence of the IM. So So in terms of community partners, do you know, Jennifer, where if we still have, we had minutes, but do you know if we have a list of our community partners that we were brainstorming?
That I had not been a part of, so I haven't seen anything. I can try to look through the folders and stuff, but I, in looking for other things, I haven't seen anything that sounds like that. So,
Well,
I
so we're having a full board meeting tomorrow. So both Jalen and Rachel, if the two of you will just Danette is not a community partner, Moses is not a community partner. You know, there's a lot of agencies out there that I think could help with nominations. And so if you could do some brainstorming between now and tomorrow, that would be really helpful. So,
Rachel's got her hand up, by the way.
oh, Rachel, go ahead.
You're on mute.
Rachel, there you
I was
go.
just wondering if you needed anything to vote on before I leave.
No, you know, the only other two options, Rachel, or think agenda items are future agenda items, which
You can stay on and discuss.
well, once you're gone, then we no longer have quorum, and really the closed session we need to have tomorrow. I think more board members as a part of that discussion would be really important. So, if you don't mind making a motion, for our closed session to be tabled until our next meeting, our next executive subcommittee, then so if you make that motion, we vote on that motion, and then you make a motion to adjourn. So.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Did you get that, Jennifer? We're voting to move closed session to our next executive subcommittee meeting. Seconded by Jalen. Anyone in opposition? I'm not.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I hope to see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
And then Jennifer and Andy, if you two want to stay on, you want to stop the
It's
recording.
recording.
Yeah.